This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The game on Sunday starts a run in the Premier League where you face Manchester United, Liverpool and Arsenal with Champions League and FA Cup in between.
And Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It's something for the weekend time. Joining me to discuss all matters hatters, Mr. Chris Bird. Welcome.
Hello, mate. All hatters matters, you mean? Or all matters that are hatters, indeed.
So I missed out on a pun there. Sorry, I've got a cold again. I've always got a cold. But I'm in Dublin. It's snowing outside. There were warnings of thunder snow, and you just thought, yeah, clickbait weather. But in it came.
Thunder snow, and doesn't that sound powerful?
It's the Christmas that I missed when I was in LA. It's snowy. I've got a red jumper on, scarf around my neck. And it's meant to be, it's St. David's Day, isn't it? Is it meant to mark the first day of spring? Or
Happy St. David's Day.
Yeah, exactly. I just threw that one in to see if I got any happy regards. Let me take this chewing gum out of my mouth. Very unprofessional. We'll let Chris Bird do most of the talking, or we'll try.
No worries.
Nobody wants to listen to my nasal tones. One day I will retire to a nice climate and there'll be none of this nonsense again.
And it'll be Mom's live from the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, something like that. We're pleased to announce that this episode of the My Old Man Said podcast is sponsored by Greene King Sport, where football is more than a game. Greene King Sport venues are showing every single televised Villa fixture over the 23-24 season. Europa Conference League games are coming soon as well. And with more than 900 sports pubs across the UK, it doesn't matter where you're based, you can catch every single minute of the action. If you download the Greene King Sports app, you won't just get 10% off all drinks anytime there's a match on the TV. But this month, there's also thousands of pints of free Guinness to be won and a chance to win one of six holidays. So download the app if you're going and check it out. Right, there's been a fan meeting which I didn't attend, but I did send a very able Ben Redding to it. So we'll discuss that on the main show, which we'll record Monday night. Also, Ajax tickets went on sale. Did manage to intervene and get the criteria a bit fairer, because if you didn't go to those three home games, you could have got a ticket, three home games, above people who had gone to two home group games and been to one to three away games in the group. But three home games in the original criteria would have trumped that, and that would have been absolutely diabolical and inconsistent to the criteria so far. Quite interesting, people moaning about, oh, what about Premier League booking history? Well, at the start of the European campaign, anybody with very good Premier League booking
history, was in pole position and had full control, didn't they?
Yes, yeah, certainly ahead of, I mean, very few got tickets for Hibs because it was a tiny allocation. But once it went to Warsaw, it went down to season ticket holders.
Yeah, because if all the away ticket regular faces or same old faces had got tickets for Warsaw, nobody else would have ever got a looking into Europe, essentially. So because that went down to season ticket holders, that's how other people got in, like ourselves. So yeah. If you're going to Ajax, we'll see you there.
But looking forward to it. It should be a good one.
Before the Johan Cruyff Arena, there is a small matter of Kenilworth Road. And I did say, I think I wrote about it and said it here, that after that United defeat, we really needed to win our next three games, which, considering the patchy form we were in, is a big call. And it's, mm-hmm. Some people will say, well, bit of entitlement, thinking you could just beat these teams because they're below you. But it's not a matter of that, is it? It's a matter of do or die.
Yeah. Needs must and all that.
Yeah, to be fair to Villa, they're doing the business. So on to Luton we go. How do you assess Luton's recent form?
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because they've been losing games and they can concede in a lot of goals. But I suppose you'd caveat that by saying, A, they've been playing quite good sides. And also, they're really having a go. They're really having a go.
There was a period that we go back a few weeks ago where they were actually starting to look a bit more resolute and digging themselves out. But I think maybe injuries have dampened their recovery, really.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what it is or whether they've sort of thought, well, parking the bus probably isn't going to get us out of trouble. We need to go and start winning games. I mean, they went up to, it was Newcastle, wasn't it, and gave it a right good go up there. And then they beat Brighton 4-1 at home. But then they've had to play, some pretty tricky home games. Obviously, they lost the midweek cup game to City, but City are starting to purr, so that could happen to anyone.
Yeah. If you look at the stats on that game, they were in it,
yeah,
at least on paper.
Yeah.
So it's not as if they got absolutely rampaged.
I think City were in very ruthless mode. I mean, the fact that they lost to Sheffield United at home sort of suggests that, I wouldn't say teams have found them out, but they are certainly... If you play well against them and you attack and you can sort of try and control the game, I think you should be okay. But it's a tricky place to go.
Well, just go back to the injuries situation. I mean, you've got like Bell in defence, Nkembo's out, Lockyer as well.
Well, Lockyer was the lad, obviously, who had the lad who collapsed, wasn't it? So.
Yeah, so there has been, especially on the kind of defensive side of things, and you'd class Nkembo as a defensive midfielder, that's perhaps why they're not as resolute now. But recently, Barkley's been pulling the strings. I mean, we'll talk more about him later. So
yeah, he's been playing very well.
He has helped, let's say, keep their head above water, although saying that, they're in the bottom three.
They are now, of course, because Everton had their 10-point deduction reduced. It might get added to again, but as things stand, yeah, Luton are back in the bottom three.
Now Luton are 4 points off Forest, although they do have a game in hand. In terms of recent form, I mean, specifically looking at their last six home games, 1-2, lost 4, 16th best away record. This is where you're going to go down, because you look below them, Forest, Brentford, Burnley, Sheffield United, all of these teams struggling at home. And if you're going to save your ass, you've got to sort your home form out. And I don't know, looking at Forest, do you think there'd be a candidate to go down?
It's hard to say. I mean, I wasn't, certainly in that first half last week, I wasn't particularly impressed. Defensively, I thought they were atrocious. I mean, when you're down that sort of, part of the table and you let three goals get away from you within about half an hour.
Well, we just walked through them, didn't we?
Yeah. They did fight back well, but Villa managed to, once Villa got the fourth, I always thought it was game over, and we did control the last sort of half an hour of that game.
Yeah, because I thought Nuno would give them that organisation, which would make them a bit harder to penetrate, but we just waltz through them. I mean, they've got that attacking threat, so, I mean, who knows? That's their problem. In terms of away form, though, last six games, Villa third best in the league. 11 points from six, three wins away, two draws and one defeat. I mean, that kind of form, when you're looking at who they're playing, suggests they should be grabbing the away win here.
I think they really need to in this one.
Historically, though, it's been a while since we've actually won there. I mean, obviously, we haven't played them that frequently, but the last time we went to Kenilworth Road was 2016, lost 3-1 in the League Cup.
That was a dreadful Villa team, though, wasn't
it? Pep Guardiola says, we won't waste 1% of energy on the Carabao Cup.
We didn't that night.
Then you have to go back to 92, where we played them in the first division of the old. That's the last season, wasn't it, before it flipped to the Premier League. Luton won 2-0 that time. Then if you go back to 1990, same division, lost 2-0 again. And then you've got to go back to 89, the season before, when Villa got an away win there. So traditionally, I mean, early 90s, they were pretty good, Luton. I mean, they lifted the Littlewoods Cup, as it was called then, in a great game against Arsenal. It was one of the best, League Cup finals I've watched, certainly. This is an easy one. This is essentially, if you want to finish in the Champions League places, you've got to win. It's as simple as that. So all these are like little tests, aren't they, in terms of establishing our credibility. Forest was definitely one of them.
Just to get your home record back on track, which we did fairly well, I thought, and we've played well, you know, the last few games, even United, frankly, we should have got something out of. So that the form is there now, I think. We've kind of hopefully come through the worst of that little run with the, you know, United away and Newcastle, Chelsea in the Cup, where we just weren't very good for a few weeks.
Yeah, and also you want your away record to be, let's say top five to be in contention here. We know that we're playing away at Manchester City and Arsenal, so we may take a dent. So in the meantime, it's games like this where, you know, we are fifth at the moment in the away record. But if you win it, then you jump above Manchester United, who shouldn't be there because we should have taken all 3 points at Old Trafford. So we're there. We're definitely there in terms of if we just have to maintain it. And it's not as if I keep saying we don't have to be perfect, because Spurs and Manchester United will drop points, as we've seen in recent weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, in terms of where we are in the table as well, you've got Manchester United playing Manchester City. Hopefully City do a number on them there, unless you still think Villa have got a title chance, and you might want Manchester United to win that one.
No, City need to do the damage on this one, because it's a big weekend for Villa, this one. Because if United lose that one,
you're back
Villa
into
win,
double figures.
You're in 11 points, call it 12 with your goal difference. Man, you would have to really go some.
You're talking only 11 games left as well.
Yep.
You'd get a warm feeling if we could complete the business here. Then against Spurs, you're in the territory. I think if you win against Luton, you set that Spurs game up where even a draw isn't the worst result, because you basically keep your foot down on Spurs so they can't gain any points. And even if United win, you'd have a 9 points on them plus your goal difference. So yes, all good.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So, I mean, it's a big couple of weeks for Villa with, you know, the away trip to Luton, Spurs at home and a couple of games against Ajax. It's a really important one, obviously, with an international break coming up in March.
Yeah, I mean, you don't actually, against Ajax, you can win and draw one. You don't have to go all guns blazing, do you?
No, it makes me wonder if there might be now we've got a couple of guys just starting to come back to fitness, if there might be a couple of changes for that first leg in Amsterdam, just to freshen things up. I mean, in terms of a draw that Villa would have wanted, at least it's an early kick-off, it's a quick flight, you know, quick flight home after the game. You can get them back to Bodymore Heath, get them in the ice baths, do whatever it is you need to do. It's not going to affect you quite as much as like a trip to Greece or, you know, a long-term travel
Eastern
thing.
Eastern Europe, etc.
the potential is you're actually home, you know, in terms of door to door. You're probably back at Bodymore Heath at the same time you would be as if you played, you know, maybe a late one down in London or up in the northeast. So in that sense, I think they'll be fairly content with the draw they've got, and they'll get them in, get them out.
Because that would have been part of the draw. Because you fancy, if you're playing at full pelt, you could potentially beat anybody in this tournament. So a lot of it would have been the travel logistics, as crazy as it sounds.
Yeah. You want the minimum amount of impact going into your big games, especially obviously with Spurs not playing in midweek, you know, when it's all, you know, marginal things. Although generally speaking, actually, Villa have tended to do reasonably well when we've sort of got that momentum of playing regularly. Yeah. So,
and I think it does, in terms of Ajax, it does help. We've actually found a bit of confidence and are winning games again. And actually,
yeah,
in terms of our forward line, I mean, Bailey's probably stepped up, as I said in the previous podcast, to be, you know, we have now a proper front two, as opposed to it's just Watkins carrying everybody on his shoulders. Go back to that difficulties against Luton. I mean, historically, Luton have won 9 of their past 11 home games against Villa. Now, that's actually scary.
I mean, it's a crazy stat, but I don't know. They obviously had an era, didn't they, in the sort of late 80s, early 90s, where they were a half-decent side.
Give me a stat to balance that up, bud.
Well, Villa have won 7 of the past 8 against promoted
in the
sides.
Premier League.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah. Winning both away games in this run. And I quite like the stat of, you know, Villa have scored more first-half goals than any other side in the Premier League. With 27.
There's no Holtan to turn us around to attack in the first half.
No.
Right, threat meeting quickly. Now, the main top scorer is Carlton Morris.
Yeah, he's been involved in 6 in his past 6 Premier League games. 4 goals, 2 assists, which is a good...
Well, it's very, very good.
A good return for where they are on the table.
The man in form, the man who's taken the headlines, though, is Ross Barkley.
He is, yeah.
I mean, people are saying, oh, he might come back for England. I mean, I think you're miles away in that respect.
He's having
a purple patch. You know, he scored 3 assists for the season. I mean, that's it.
He's just been a lot better than he has been, but he's been non-existent for years.
Yeah, so. Was it against United? It was live on TV, so there was a bit of coverage.
Yeah, he hit the bar,
there.
Didn't he, late? And he,
so, you know, he was, that's why his name was being mentioned. But at least it gives you, I mean, it adds a little bit of colour to the game for Villa fans as well. I mean, unfortunately, Nkemba's out. Ross Barkley has a bit of curiosity value. I mean, there's been a lot of rotation in terms of the Luton team. Barkley started 18 games, and actually it's quite up there.
I suppose because they've lost Nkemba to injury, and their midfield's been kind of a little bit battered this season, so he's had to play probably more games than they would have expected him to. But, you know, he's sort of, fair play to him, he's really sort of taken the mantle and been, ultimately now, you know, he is a fairly senior player.
He's very much playing, I'd say, in a more archetypal central midfielder role. I think he was playing maybe a little bit further forward for Villa at his time here. So normally with Lokonga alongside him.
And Clark dropped into midfield against Man City. Woodrow's been playing up front. Obviously, I think they've missed the big lad, Adebayo. I remember when we played Luton at Villa Park, even though we fairly comfortably beat them, we were actually kind of impressed that he led the line well, didn't he? He was very...
He's had 9 for the season.
He had some real presence. You know, he really got into our back
line.
Yeah,
I mean, if he...
They've got guys like Andros Townsend as well.
He's obviously out at the moment, but if he could get over double figures, he might be on the radar for Premier League clubs in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the other end that Luton have the problems there. I mean, conceding 19 in the last 6 games, surely Villa's forward line, reinvigorated, can blow them out of the water there.
I think you just got to take your opportunities in this one. And I think if you do and you can control that game, you should be okay. Because I watched that Man United game they played against Luton the other week. And, you know, Luton probably should have got something from the game, but Man United missed a criminal amount of chances.
Mum's pool paddle result, Chris Budd.
Away win?
I'm going for away win as well. Simply because...
We've got to.
We've got to, yeah. I mean, but you've got to caveat that with, this is one of the more difficult games. You're right, if you're overplaying the team right at the top, who are actually, you know, if there's a reason that they're at the top, obviously that's the toughest. But then at this stage of the season, March onwards, those teams at the bottom, suddenly, because it necessity dictates, they need to suddenly pull a finger out of their ass. I think that's a saying.
It is a saying.
And that's when some teams become rejuvenated. So Luton will now know that shit's getting real. So you never know. But I just think it's a couple of key... We've got injuries, but I think they've got a couple of key injuries in terms of making them solid. And, you know, that's why they've been leaking goals recently. So I would say they might get harder to beat in a couple of weeks' time or a few weeks' time when their arse is really on the line. There's lots of mentioning of arses here. But,
yeah, and I think unlike Sheffield United and Burnley, who've had their arse handed to them, I think Luton will be in the fight right till the end. I think it'll be sort of them, Everton, probably Forest are in the mix now, which they probably weren't a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, they'll stay in the fight, you would think. Unless they were to drop like a stone.
No Torres in training. This is before the press conference, but Torres wasn't appearing in training photos. Now, is it a game too soon for Konsa? I don't know, we might see him. But final question. I watched Luton-Arsenal. Not bad from set pieces, Luton. If they get the crowd behind them, there could be a bit of pressure on Villa's back line. So with that said, if it's Chambers, Longley, is that a problem?
It could be. It could be. I'd rather Chambers was playing centre-back than right-back.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.